Module 10, the don'ts of employee recognition. Most employers are aware of the benefits of employee recognition programs. These programs can aid in increased productivity, a happier staff, a loyal staff, lower job abandonment, and decreased absenteeism. Many businesses still have not appointed an employee recognition program, or they have, and program is failing. Why would an employee recognition program fail? The following are some major employee recognition don'ts. Don't forget about the art of the high five. Recognition makes an employee feel like they are Rocky when he finishes climbing the Philadelphia Museum of Art stairs. I think we can all say that we have been at work and wanted someone to recognize how awesome we are. Something as simple as a high five or a handshake can make you feel great. Management should show their employees as often as possible that they are appreciated. It doesn't always have to be a formal ceremony or a plaque. Just a high five and "you're doing great" is enough sometimes. According to International Association of Business Communicators, research shows that most meaningful type of feedback is a heartfelt, "great job" that comes from someone the employee respects. Having praise from a respected member of management is a boost that is free. Here are some examples to informally recognize an employee. Call the employee into your office to say thank you for a job well done. Give high fives. Post-it thank you notes. Greet employees by name. Practice behaviors that show your appreciation, like giving your employee a sincere smile or a handshake. Having an attitude of gratitude is infectious, so watch out. Don't let it become boring. For everyone, there is that one commercial on TV that you roll your eyes when it comes on. It seems that it is the only commercial the station has to play sometimes. You are so bored with watching it, you turn off the TV. Companies are busy in ever-changing places. New policies and projects are created and completed daily. Priorities can change quickly when people are busy. An employee recognition program can easily go by the wayside. The trick is to keep the program in the minds of both staff and management. The marketing for the program must be just as compelling as the program. You will want to consider what is the best type of marketing to make your program stand out. You want to also determine the right time to dazzle your audience with information about the program. For example, telling employees about the program when they are stressed out and busy is probably not going to be as effective. Having a meeting after projects have slowed down may be the more effective route to go. Take the time to talk to your staff and see what they need or want for the program. Popularity contest or recognition program. Are you running a popularity contest or an employee recognition program? Your intention when creating the program is to recognize stellar employees. When a voting system comes into play, you can sometimes run into the dreaded popularity contest. Popularity should have nothing to do with employee recognition. If an employee does exemplary work, then they should be recognized. Seems simple, right? When your employee recognition program seems like a popularity contest, the employees see it as favoritism. You can make sure this doesn't happen by being very clear about the eligibility and judging parameters. Be transparent about how the nominees and award winners are selected. If you form a committee that has an equal demographic slice of your company, it will seem fairer to the employees. The committee should be made up of everyone from senior management to the mailroom clerk. Make sure that every faction of your company is represented in some way. Eventually, every employee needs to be praised for something. You don't want the employees to feel like they are better or less than the others. Rewarding a select group of people will only breed conflict among your team. Recognition opportunities should be available for all employees. Employee recognition is a powerful ally in your company. When an employee recognition program is done well, it increases morale and motivates employees. That being said, ineffective recognition efforts can cause long-lasting negativity. Make sure the prize is motivational. Motivation is the reason one has for acting or behaving in a particular way. Incentive programs fail when the reward isn't actually motivational. The best way to ensure that your program motivates all employees equally is to give your employees choice. Poll your employees and see what rewards they would like to receive, having different options for them to choose from. Having a system that allows employees the option to choose different prizes is a great way to keep them engaged. Think back to when you were a kid going to an arcade that gives you tickets to choose your prizes. It was exciting as you gained tickets. You could get multiple smaller prizes or one big one. When an employee can see a reward that they would like to receive, they will usually work even harder. Case study. Peter works at a local fast food restaurant and he is not particularly engaged in his job. Peter shows up late, asks to leave early, and calls in more often than not. When Peter shows up for work, he usually is at least partially out of uniform and has a bad attitude. Typically during his shift, Peter will take food without paying for it and eat it in the back of the building. Management is frustrated with Peter's performance, but he is not the only employee who is not engaged in his position. The restaurant decides to start an Employee of the Month program. The program involves having their picture hanging up for a month, their name on a plaque, and 5 movie tickets. Peter is very interested in the movie tickets and starts actively trying to better his work performance. After 4 months of hard work, Peter has finally gotten Employee of the Month. He hopes that he can achieve this accomplishment again. He is engaged and enjoying his job and is now striving to become a shift leader.